The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Idorim Daf Pei. The Gemara and Amid Beis. Throughout the whole daf, the Gemara is discussing the nidoin of whether a woman that made a neder, prohibiting herself from washing herself, can the husband be made for it or not? The Gemara, according to the Rabbanon, the husband could be made for. So the Gemara says, "V'omri Rabbanon lechitus be'inu nefesh kiderachza." So the Rabbanon say that there's inu nefesh if a lady doesn't wash herself. Yamini, I'll ask you a kasha. You're telling me that according to the Rabbanon, it's considered inu nefesh. It's considered paining oneself, not to wash yourself. There's a brisa that says by Yom Kippur, apple pisha also be kulon, even though it's prohibited to do all of them, all the inuyim of Yom Kippur, nevertheless, the punishment of karis is only for somebody that either does one of the lamitas malachis or somebody that eats or drinks. In fact, the Gemara, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me that by somebody not washing themselves, there's inui, there's pain involved, then by Yom Kippur, if a person washes themselves, let them be chayiv karis, and the Brisa says one is not chayiv karis. So there the Gemara answers, the Gemara gives the whole tirutz that by Yom Kippur, it's only the Torah only prohibits inui that's recognizable right now. In other words, when a person washes themselves, if a person doesn't wash themselves, you don't see the inui right away, and therefore washing themselves is not a violation of that chiyuv to be ma'ane oneself on Yom Kippur. By nedarim, it's inui that refers to inui that's even for a long time. Even something that brings to inui, even something that by not washing one day is only a cause that for a later time she will have an inui. Even that's considered an inui for nidarim. So that's why there's a difference between the inui. There's a difference between the definition of what's considered inui by Yom Kippur and what's considered inui by nidarim. That's the Gemara's answer. The Ran says really the Gemara could have given another answer that even though withholding from washing is an inui, and if a rechitza is a bittul of inui, nevertheless, there's no chiv of karis. I can tell you why the Gemara could have said that the hagdara of inui by Yom Kippur and the hagdara of inui by Nidorm are really equal, just that the Torah only gives karis for inui nefesh, for some inui that causes ibudah nefesh. Only a type of inui that is able to cause the person to die, whereas from lack of washing, nobody's going to die. But in any case, that's what the Gemara, in a nutshell, that's the sugya, this is what the Gemara goes back and forth about. Well, one important point, what you see from this Gemara, and I'd like to use this as the discussion for today's shiur, is that you see from the Gemara that the Gemara understands that the other inuyim, all inuyim of Yom Kippur other than eating and drinking, are not prohibited min HaTorah. Now the Gemara is clear that the assumption is that the other inuyim are totally mutter min HaTorah. As far as the Torah is concerned, min haTorah, the other inuyim like rechitza, sicha, Nilas, a sandal, Tashmir, Shamito, all those are going to be mutter minat Torah, because they're not considered union nefesh, and that's what the whole sugi of the Gemara, how to compare Nidarim to Yom Kippur. And we know that they're also is only Midirabbanon. So the Hakaren Oire asks as a question, because the Gemara and Yuma is mashmat that they're also minat Torah. The Gemara and Yuma is mashmat that we make a yafusa that there's no chi of karis for somebody that does these other inuim, but mashmat that they're also minat Torah. So the Karnera says, Kipshuta lechayre, it's a machlekes asugis, this sugia holds that the other inuim are the Rabbanon, and that Gemara and Yuma holds that they are the Dairais. Now, if I would say, says the Karnera, mitzad the Gemara and Yuma, I would say that it's a regular Dairais. In other words, when the Torah says to Anu es nafshisichem, the Torah gives a command that Anyam Kippur, one has to be ma'ana themselves, one has to pay themselves. So Gemara learns that. The Gemara says if someone doesn't, then the Torah, he's chayiv karis. So the Gemara learns that, but if somebody is only violating this being lack of inui in other forms other than achil nesiyah, there's no karis. But mashma, that the wearing shoes is a violation of inui, is a violation of the pasuk tanu es nafshei seichem. It's mashma the isa dairais, that Gemara and Yuma that says it's isa dairais, it's included in that dairais of tanu es nafshei seichem, you should pain yourself on Yom Kippur. Wearing shoes, for example, is a lack of painting oneself. That's kipshutoi, how the Gemara is mashma, just that there's no karis for this painting. For this lack of painting, there's no chiyuv karis. It's only a isra dairais, a say of tanu es nafshei seichem, but it won't be a chiyuv karis. However, the pshutoi would be that it's included in that mitzvah of ta'anu. You should paint yourself. However, says the Karen Ayah, the Rambam is mashma that it's osmin atayra, but not because of inui. Not because it's a chiv to mima'anu oneself, but we have a different reboy, we have a different way how we learn out Shabbos in Shavuos, that your person has to rest. Another Yom Kippur has an additional way of how a person is obligated to rest. Not only are they obligated to rest in a way that they don't do melacha, they're also obligated to rest in a way that they're not having certain hanois, that they're keeping, they're refraining from having certain pleasures. Be that as it may, the Karen Oyer is mashma that it's a machlok is a sugyos whether the other inuim are isa dairais or not. Then, if it is isa dairais, he has two ways how it could be isa dairais. It could be included in te anu es nafshei seichem, or it's included in Shabbos in Shavuos. But he has two different sugyos if it's dairais or dirabbanan. In the Rishonim, we find the tremendous machloikis, whether the five inuim, the inuim other than achil and sio, are the dairais or the rabbanon. Tremendous, tremendous machloikis. Not only that, there's a machloikis in numerous opinions of Rishonim, what those Rishonim hold. For example, in the opinion of the Rambam, although the Karen Oyer understood that the opinion of the Rambam is that it's dairais, so others learn otherwise in the Rambam. And there's the other Rishonim also that there's a machlokes if they hold it's dairais or they hold it's dirabbanan. But it's a very long list of Rishonim that discuss this, and you can bring raya's what their opinion is. For example, the Tur, the Rosh, the Rivo, the Tosis in Yuma, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, a Tosis in Yido, Tosis Yerushalayim in Yuma, Smak, Ashlamim, Oiris, Trukas, Arashba, Chinuch, Ritva, Mi'iri, Abini, Ruchim, Yamach, all say that these Inuim are only awesome in their Rabbanon. Now, on the other side of the coin, the Ran in the name of the Rambam says that it's Minat Torah. There's a Tosis in Yuma that says that it's Minat Torah. There's a Shelter that says it's Minat Torah. Sefer Idur, Re'im, Yireim, Smag, Hagayis Maimini, B'Shem the Smag. The Shar Tzion says in the name of the Baal Halachas Gedolis, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoin, Rashbat, they all say that it is Dayaisa. So that just shows you how big, how vast, the list is of different opinions that are on this topic, whether it's Dayaisa, whether it's the Rabbanon. I'd like to discuss numerous afkeminis that could be between the two different shittas. I'd like to begin with the Ran. The Ran says in Masechta Yuma, he assumes in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the other Inuyim had Dayaisa. So he asks from a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Brais and Yuma Dafayin Chasam Ebeis, that Kitanim are allowed to do all the things that are Otan Yom Kippur, except for Nilas Asandal, except for wearing shoes. In fact, the Ran, how is it possible that they're allowed to do everything? And the Ran understands that if they're allowed to do it, not only are they allowed to do it, he understands that the Gemara is saying that the parents are allowed to do it for them, are allowed to feed it to them, are allowed to give it to them. The parents are allowed to feed them food. The parents are allowed to wash the kids. The parents are allowed to smear ointments on the kids. Roichet, soch, achilash, siya. So bishlam, the parents are allowed to feed the children, because if they don't feed them, there's a sakhan involved that they might die. If they don't die, if it won't be enough to die, but they might get sick from it, something that could be a chashash sakhan. So that's why the children are mutter. Not only the children are mutter, but even the parents could give it to them. And the children themselves are in mitzvah, they're under bar mitzvah, so they're not mitzvah, so they can do with these lots of things themselves also, we can understand. But if it's the Yaisa, how could the parents go and wash and smear the children? Don't we have a rule all over Loisachivum that whenever something is awesome in our Torah to be done, so then Gidoilim are not allowed to do it for the Kitanim. The Hazir are Gidoilim alaktanim. The Kitoilim cannot have the Kitanim do that Isser on the Kitanim. So how could the Gedolim, how could the parents or older people older than Bar Bas Mitzvah go and wash or smear Kitanim? Bishlam, if you tell me that the other Inuyim are only Midrabanon, so Tehimamri, Chazal can give that, can make Agdoras however they want, and they felt that it was necessary that Kitanim should be able to be washed and smeared on Yom Kippur, so that's why it's mutter. But if it's Dayaisa, how is it possible, Frak Diran, that Gedolim could wash and smear Kitanim? And the Ran climbs with his kasha. So the Achroinim ask different questions on the Ran's kasha. In other words, they offer numerous terutim to the Rambam. And I'd like to mention a few here, and then we'll go on to the next nafke mina between whether the Inuyim are Dayaisa or the Rabbanon. The Chayra, you could ask on the Ran, what's his big cash on the Ramban? The Ran himself says that even if the Inuyim are Dayaisa, in a different place he writes, even if the Inuyim are Dayaisa, but the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to explain when they're awesome and when they're not. And therefore the Chachamim were makel when they saw fit so. In other words, we know there's many different cases, let's say, if people had be roichet and soch. Now, all different types of exceptions. Like how the first 30 days somebody be going to different cases, there are exceptions that a person is allowed to be reichet v'soch nilas asandol on Yom Kippur. So how is it possible that there are exceptions, Frak Niran, if the Inuyim are Dayaisa? To that the Ran explains that even though, and really those that hold that it's Midrabanan, they bring this as a raya. How is it shayach? The Rosh brings this as a raya. It must be that the other Inuyim are only Midrabanan, because if not, how could we find that there are so many exceptions? So the Ran himself says the answer to this question by saying that even if it's Dayaisa, but the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to explain when it's aser, when it's mutter. And the Chachamim saw fit that certain cases which are not for tainug, like a melech, a kala, there are a lot of wash their faces, a chaya, a lady that just gave birth, there's a lot of wear shoes. Numerous cases Chazal saw fit that it should be mutter, and they said that it's excluded from the iser. So that's how the Ran explains why those cases are mutter, even though the inuim are deraisa. So the chayre, this could be a teretz why gedolim could do this for the ketanim. The same way the kala and the melech are allowed to be reichet v'soch. So be reichet pinayim. So too that we should say that that's why gedolim could do it for ketanim. And the case of Mishnah Taka says this as a teretz to the kash of the Ran and the Rambam. Question is, how can we answer the Ran? So why didn't the Ran want to say this as a teretz? We could say it's possible. The Ran himself is the one that said this whole shtickle teretz. So why didn't he use this to answer the Rambam from the kasha of gedolim and ketanim? So possibly he understood that even though the Chazal, the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to translate how the Ichus of the Inui. The Chazal or Keveya, they gave a Hagdore what type of cases the Torah asked. The Torah only asked if it's a Rechita Shal Tainuk. But the Torah didn't leave it over to the Chachamim to just be matter anything they wanted. It was only with the Hagdore. The Torah left up to the Chachamim to explain what type of rechita is aser. It's only rechita that's tainug. If there's some aspect that is not tainug involved, then the Chachamim could explain that Torah never answered that. But to say that gedolim could do it for ketanim even when it is tainug, that the Ran understood that even if we'll say that Torah left it over to the Chachamim, it's impossible to have such a hatter. To have a heter that the gedolim could do it for the ketanim, even though it is the tainuk. Another way how to answer the Rambam is that the Magen Avraham says that even though he brings down a Mordechai, even though usually we cannot feed ketanim iser, however, we're allowed to give ketanim to eat before kiddush. Since what? Since it's only a mitzvah say. In other words, when it comes to a violation of a mitzvah say, so then there's no isav sefi of yiram, there's no isav the gedolim feeding it to the ketanim. So if that's the case, that could be another way to answer the Rambam. Even though rechita and sicha are the iraiso, but what type of daraisa is it? It's only an isra say. According to this Magen Avraham, the name of the Mordechai, when it's isra say, there's no lavo leisachilu. And the Shlomo Kluger, Taka, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Siman Tesh Tavishah, asks this on the Ran. In other words, this could be a teretz to the Ran's cash on the Rambam, that since it's only isra say, so perhaps there would not be an isra sfiyah b'yodayim. Ran himself, perhaps, did not like this. Because he held, no, there is this fear of the Yadayim even on such cases, even on such Yisurim. Because there's a Beis Yosef that says, according to those that hold even on Yisurim, they are Bono Leis Afinim the Yadayim, who had been Asay Leis Afinim the Yadayim. But L'chaira, there's another way how to answer the Rambam. I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Levin says this as an answer to the Rambam. Because if you look in the Me'iri brings down a machloikis how to learn this Gemara, of that the Gemara says that ketanim are allowed to do rechitza and sicha. That the ketanim are allowed to wash themselves and smear themselves. The Ran was understanding that it means that even gedolim could do it for the ketanim. However, the Me'iri brings down two different opinions in the Rishayim how to learn the Gemara. The Me'iri brings down that the Rashi and the Ran Taka learn that Rechita and Sicha are mutter even for our Godel to do for the cotton. However, he brings down other Shittas, which is a Ravon, a Smack, a Kolbe, and Rav Yor, Rabbeinu Manoach, that all say that no, that the Gemara says Ketanim are allowed to be Rechitz Vistach, it only means that the Kotan himself is allowed to do it by himself, and the Godel is not obligated to stop him from doing it. But Avada in a Chanami, the Godel cannot do it for the Kotan, the Godel cannot be Rechitz and Soch the Kotan. So like that, it comes out that in a Chanami there is a law of Leis Achilum. There's no Gemara. If the Taitch in the Gemara is only that the Kotan could do it himself, but the Godel can't do it for the Kotan, so you don't see anywhere that there's only Zachilim. Let the Inuyim be the Raisa. Let's understand in the Rambam, like the Rambam, that the Inuyim are the Raisa. And the Gemara never said such a thing. The Ran is making anocha that not all the Rishonim agreed to. The Rambam, it could be held like those Rishonim, that the Gedolim cannot be Reichen Nesach the Ketanim. I, the Gemara says, Ketanim can be Reichen Nesach, that just means on their own. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that the Gedolim are not Mechuyiv to stop them. Which is different from Nilas HaSandal. Nilas HaSandal, we have to even stop them. The Halacha, the Mishneh Berurah, tightens up that the Halacha, that the Ketanim are allowed to be Reichen Nesach, is that even Gedolim can be Reichen Nesach them. However, see over there, the halacha, the whole halacha of Rechitza and Soch of Ketanim changed nowadays since they don't need to be washed as much as they used to be need to be washed and be Soch. That's one sugyo of the weird Ketchaten Afkinino, whether the other Inuim are the Raisa de Rabbanon, and that is whether Gedolim can do it for the Ketanim. So the Ran understands that if the Rechitza and Sich are awesome in HaTorah, then it should be awesome for Gedolim to do it for Ketanim, which we saw is not so simple, perhaps even if it is the Yaiso, then it could do it for Ketanim. But Al Gaponim, this is an Afkemino in this Shaila, whether it's awesome for Gedolim or Ketanim. Another Afkemino is that it's of Tashmish Shamita. Tashmish Shamita's also, relations are also on Yom Kippur as one of the Inuim. Not only is it Aser, but all the other Achokis are Aser. This that the other Achokis are Aser, where does it come from? The Maril says, we learn out of Nida. Now, if you'll tell me that by Yom Kippur, the other Inuim are only Midir Abonon, so the Chayyah should be very not poshut to learn Yom Kippur from Nida. Nida is a chi of Karis, it's also Minat Tayyar. By Yom Kippur, it's not even the Minat Tayyar, it's only Midir Abonon. So how do you know that all those Achokas that are in your day, it's Mikuf Tavihei? For example, passing things, like Shota, and the Rihuk Amitois, and all the Achokas, how do you know that they're awesome, that they're going to be awesome even by Yom Kippur? Maybe they're only awesome by Nida. And the Mekoyer is the Mariel, so maybe the Mariel held is Minatayra. But maybe according to those opinions that it's Midir Abonon, this not all the Achokas are awesome. The Ma'is of the Pesachim are very machmir on all the Achokis. Vayoyim, when is it Tzoyrich, a person can ask a Shaila, maybe Surtin, Achokis like a Shota, might be Motor. A person could ask their local place. But that could be Lechoy, another Nafkimina, between this, in this Nidoin of whether the Inuyim are the Yais or the Rabbana. Another Nafkimina is Lechoy, the most partial Nafkimina, what a person would say, and that is when it comes to Sveikas. If somebody is a Sufik, if something is called Rechitza, or something is called Sicha, something is called Nilas HaSandal, if someone is a Sufik, if it's an MS Sufik LaHalacha, whether such a thing is Mutter or not, so we have a general rule that Sufik Dereisa LeChumra, Sufik Derabana LeKula, says the Mishneh Berurah, and says the Orech HaShulchan, that it depends on this shaila. According to the Rishonim, that it's awesome in Atoira, so then any suffix in Rechitza and Sicha, or all the other Inuim for that matter, is going to be the Chumra. If it's only awesome in the Abana, then it's going to be the Kula. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a person should be Machmir. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Ikar Halacha is like those that hold that it's the Yaisa. And therefore, that's the sugya, whether the other Inuim are the awesome in Atoira, the awesome in the Abana, it's a big Machlaik is Rishonim, and those that we mentioned, the few nafkiminis in the Shaila, and the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says a person should be Mach, and the Aruch HaShulchan says the main day is like the Rishonim that say that it's awesome in HaTorah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.